In her second year of law school at University of Richmond, Gray O'Dwyer went through a bad breakup. She was under stress and decided to get professional help.
I almost didn't get treatment when I needed it. And I know that many, many people just don't even go that route. They avoid treatment.
O'Dwyer says that's in part because of a question on the state bar's character and fitness evaluation. It asks applicants if they have any mental health condition that could affect their ability to practice law. If the answer is yes, applicants have to provide a note from their doctor.
The issue is that people are not seeking treatment. They're avoiding treatment. They're avoiding any sort of interaction with mental health services because they're afraid to report.
Catherine Hill, secretary treasurer of the board, wrote a letter in response to the students' requests. In it, she says the board didn't deny anyone because of that question last year, and they encourage applicants who may benefit from treatment to seek it. The board, she wrote, will continue to review its policies. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.